The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Guys, we have a new tier on our Patreon, and it includes exclusive bonus content. Listen up. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all, where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the way back a day early and ad-free, but that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I want to thank you. Thank you for whatever you do to support whatever I do. I appreciate your support of this show. This show is so much fun. This is one you got to watch. If you're not watching, I'm telling you, you're missing out. Put a lot of effort into the show and a lot of digging through people's past and socials and things like that to bring you the best story. All right, that is it. You guys, I'm very excited. Sitting back here in the Way Back with me, please welcome Hannah Berner. Welcome to the Way Back, young lady.
Thank you for having me, Ryan.
Thank you for being here.
I'm scared about what we're going to find from my past that I've been hiding You're about to get exposed, Barbara Walters style.
Well, before we do that, please promote everything you'd like.
Oh, yep. My Netflix special is out. We write at dawn. Watch it. Check it out. I got a podcast called Giggly Squad. If you like to giggle and burner phone with my husband, he's a giggler.
I love burner phone. It's so good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It was honestly, the name was good. So I was like, now we have to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
So this show is all about the way back growing up, elementary to high school is where we try to stay in that pocket here. Mm-hmm. And but you come from an Italian family. I wanted to start with that.
Yeah. So half my princess, she doesn't like Italians.
She's over it.
Half my family's Italian. The other half is like European mutt, which I feel like is just so New York. Like I'm just a New Yorker, which is funny because you're from Maryland, but we're like the same kind of.
Yeah, but my grandmom is from Brooklyn originally. My mom was born in Brooklyn. So they went down and came back up. Yeah, they got out.
Good for them. It's funny. My grandpa was a basketball coach. One of those that you see in the movies that would like pull a kid out of jail and be like, you're going to be a star. You're going to college. Like throwing shoes and stuff. Like just too intense. But like he was like, we're staying in Brooklyn when everyone else was like, let's get out of here. So anyway, my Italian side, Brooklyn, and there's a lot of crazy stories. Like they're like, grandpa used to run around and like there'd be a chicken outside and they'd have to get them so that they can make the chicken parmesan. I'm like, that was crazy happening back in the day. The way back was wild.
I ain't making chicken parm like that. I promise you, man. I ain't ever making chicken parm like that.
Well, they were like,
it better be an apocalypse.
The grandpa was like a butcher. He was like a butcher. Yeah, then there's a baker. Yeah. They had all that shit.
That's when you had to do real shit back then. Yeah.
Yeah. You had to like work for your food.
So how many siblings do you have?
I have one younger brother who's.
How much younger?
Like 22 months. He's younger than me, but he's always like, he was born like a 42-year-old man. Like he's just like mature, normal. Like everything I do, he's just like, oh my God, I can't handle this. So yeah, the fact that I am now a comedian, my brother's like, oh shit. Okay. That makes sense now. Cause you were annoying for like 30 years.
It all adds up. What kind of stuff did you ever have to share a room?
We did. We did the bunk bed stuff.
You did.
I have a distinct memory of my brother and I being left alone. Like, you know, you start to get to that age where your parents are like, hey, we're going to go. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in like an hour. You're eating dinner. Just don't f*** it up.
So you're the older one and you got to be the responsible one, right?
Yeah.
How old are you? Do you remember?
I remember. I must have been like 8, 7, 9.
You can't do this now.
I don't know. Yeah, it was wild back then. Maybe I was 10. I don't know. 22. I don't know. But I remember he would say stuff to annoy me. Like he knew what to say to piss me off and he was annoying me. And then finally I would snap and I remember we were eating meatballs and I threw a meatball at him and it hits off his head, gets on the wall and we're both like, oh no.
Isn't that great? The minute you both know
oh,
together.
No. And immediately like you're mad at each other and then immediately you're like, we need to come together. We need to form an alliance.
This
his
fight,
mom's
right?
gonna fuck this fight. Mom's gonna I'm like, tomato sauce, how do you get tomato sauce on the wall? I just remember like it couldn't have gotten more all over the wall. We're panicking. We've never cleaned anything. We don't know how to
clean.
It's all over. And you know, it's like has bumps in it and it's getting in the creases. I'm like, when do we have a crease? Oh my God. I remember my mom came home and she was like, are you guys kidding me? I'm gone for 6 minutes. But it was like that where I would always get in trouble. Cause he would be like in my ear annoying me. And then I would, cause I was stronger, eventually like hit him or do something too far. And he'd be like, Hannah, hit me. I'm like, yeah, don't get mad at how I responded to your shitty attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but then eventually he got big enough where I was like, okay, I'm not gonna hit you. I just like that.
I have a twin brother. We were fraternal twins, but same. Always had to share a bed. I mean, excuse me.
What's the point of fraternal twins? There's no fun
no
in
point.
That. That's
no
just
point.
Boring.
Same time, two people. That's all. That's all.
You had
That's
to share
no fun
a bed?
For everybody. No, I said I made a mistake saying I was laughing if we had to share a bed. We had bunk beds top bottom for a while, and then we got sick of it. We're like, let's put them side by side because then we would jump across them. You know what I mean?
That's boys love to almost break all their bones.
And this was
for
one
fun.
Time where we were both fighting each other, but then had to put it aside, you know? We're wrestling in the room, and I get him in a headlock, like a front headlock like this, and he's behind me. And I decide I'm going to run from my bed. It's a twin bed. You can think about a step and a half. And I'm going to jump the gap, and I'm going to just slam him down his bed. and I rock them back and I jump and I go over and I just DDT them down on that fucking bed. But my knee, when it hits the bed, it just, you know, springs forward like this and it goes, and it goes right through the goddamn wall. I mean, the wall. The whole wall, the drywall. And right away, we're like, both of us stop, put it all down. Like, what are we going to do? Like, what do you mean, what are we going to do? We can't put a poster over that shit. It's right next to the bed, dude. We got in so much trouble. And we were like, we're going to fix it.
You're like, should we say a car hit it?
We're in seventh grade, for God's sake. But we cut a square in it, like we were told, because that's how you're supposed to start. Cut it square. And then we just never fixed it. Cold air would blow through that motherfucker in the winter at night. You'd hear.
That's like, so God funny. It reminds me of like when guys are older and you start dating them and you're like, what happened over there? And they're like, oh, the Jets lost. And you're like, okay. Okay. Thank you. Check, please. I had a guy that dated, the door was just bashed in. And I'm like, was there a robbery? And he's like, no, the Giants had a bad game. And I'm like, let's go to therapy.
Yeah.
But, you know, a good punch will never hurt anybody except the person who punched it.
Tell me about, because I know you're a tennis pro. I was going to say prodigy, but you're a fucking pro. Tell me about some of the, like, you know, sports stories growing up.
I loved playing sports, but I was athletic, so I was a ball hog because I was like, we want to win, right? Well, you guys fucking suck. Like, there's a reason, right? I became a tennis player because, like, team sports were not good. No. I remember I was on the softball team, right? And I was like, first of all, obviously I'm pitching. All you fucking losers, I'm pitching. And, like, a lot of the girls didn't even want to be there. Like, it was a level of softball where, like, it was a low level, but I was, like, trying to win. So I would pitch it. And then wherever it would go, I would run and catch it. And then because the girl couldn't catch it at first, I would sprint to first, slide, and get the girl out. And my coach loved it. The coach was like, MVP. And I'd be like, yeah. And all the other girls are like, why are we here?
Right. Why do we need to be here?
So I played every position. Yeah. And then my dad was like, maybe there's a better sport for you. And I would do that with basketball. I was a ball hog, but we'd win.
But you were good at the sports.
Yeah. Because I wanted my dad to love me.
Yeah.
Basketball, my dad would get pretty. I remember once he told me, he's like, whatever you do, don't foul. And I remember like putting my hands up and the girl kind of faked me out and I accidentally just smacked her and it like echoed across the gym. My dad was like, what the hell did I just tell you to do? And I was like, I'm so mad. I'm so mad. So yeah, there's so many sports moments. Oh my gosh.
You have the most embarrassing. Yeah.
The most embarrassing moment was we're playing and everything was like high pressure. Like it could be the stupidest game.
How old are you at this? To middle school?
I was young. And then, but this basketball story, I must have been like 10 or 11, and my dad took it seriously. And I show up and I'm wearing, I think, a gray shirt underneath my jersey. And the ref was like, whoa, you're not allowed to wear a gray shirt. There was like some weird rule. And I was like, but I'm a star. I got to play. So my dad gets someone to go home and grab a white shirt. So I'm like, put me in, coach, put me in. And we're losing. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, put me in. So they get me the right shirt and I jump out there. And I just remember the ball being passed to me. And suddenly a girl was like playing defense on me. And I see the basket and I just try to shoot it in the basket.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Turns out I was shooting at the wrong basket. And then my dad not only got mad that I shot at the wrong basket, but that I missed. So he's double mad at me. Yeah. And to this day, he's like, remember you shot at the wrong basket and you fucking missed? And I'm just like, that's just my relationship with my dad. And we laughed so hard because I was all disoriented and this girl was playing full court defense. So there's laughter in the mistakes for
sure.
A lot
of that.
Yeah.
Tell me about your dad. You said you would go on like what, vacations with your dad or what? You said
my dad was funny. Well, my dad and I are very similar. We're big jokesters, and he thought it would be funny to like prank us. I remember we went on one vacation, and like, what? Dads love a hot tub. Now I know because you know your lower back's hurting. I get it. Yep. It's happened to the best of us. Take some Advil, get in the hot tub.
I tell my daughter,
forget
she,
all
can
your
we
problems.
Get in the pool? I'm like, I'm gonna be over in that hot tub.
There's right always now. One bald dude in the hot tub at every resort. You're like, what's up, man? Same guy. And my dad.
Same guy. He goes all over
every resort. But my dad loved it like really hot. Like it had to be like the hottest ever. And I remember once he would like trick my brother and be like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And my brother would jump in and then you'd hear like, and we run, and my mom was like, this is not funny. Like you're giving our kids 10 degree burns. Like this is not a joke. My dad thought it was the funniest thing to like trick us to jump into hot
to
burning
burn
to boil his children. So that was his sense of humor. I remember then we'd like run in the pool and you'd hear us just like be like, and there'd be steam. But yeah, my dad did like to prank. My dad would do this thing where like he would see something like some kids playing or something and be like, $5 if you join this. Or like there'd be like,
ooh, I
people
like, that.
Like he would dare me to do embarrassing things, mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. wanted the $5 and he wanted to laugh. And I got in a lot of trouble from my mom for doing things because my dad was like, hey, $5 if you like join that mm-hmm. like Taekwondo class right there. And I would just like do it. So yeah, he fucked me up.
That's good. I like it. I do that. I embarrass my daughter all the time. Like I'll yell something out of her window and I can roll it down from up here now. You know what I mean? And she's so used to it now. She said something to me and I go, oh yeah. And I go to roll her window and it must have gone like this. And she fucking flew and ducked down forward so fast. It made me start laughing so hard. I was so proud. I was like, yeah, you know what's about to come now. You're used
she's
to it.
She's ready.
One of her friends came with us and we were doing stupid shit in the car and the girl looks at her and goes, oh my God.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Are you embarrassed? And my daughter just goes, this is normal. Just like that. And I was like, fuck it.
It's funny though. I feel like when your dad's actually funny, mm-hmm. he can't really embarrass you. Because I remember my dad is one of the funniest people I know. He would try to embarrass me all the time, but he was like actually funny because he was like self-aware. It's right. When your parents don't know that they're being funny that I think it's embarrassing. Yeah. You're like, mom, not that. My dad was trying to make us laugh so it would work. So I appreciate that. But yeah, it definitely could have, there were moments where he probably shouldn't have pranked us. As you can tell, I'm traumatized by it.
What about camps and stuff? Did you do summer camps?
I did do a lot of tennis camps. And I had
are they sleepover camps or are they day camps?
I did a sleepover camp for like a week. And it was an interesting time because I think I was like 13, 14. I started to realize like, oh, I have crushes on boys. And I was like a very normal kid, except I happened to be a tennis player, and I went to this tennis camp, and I remember I had a crush on this boy, and I was too nervous to talk to him. And at the end of the camp, there was a tournament where all the kids would play,
mm-hmm.
and I get to the finals, and who am I playing?
Nah,
the guy
crush.
I have a crush on, and I have my dad's voice in my head, which is like, "Don't ever let a boy distract you. Like, focus on yourself." So, like, I know one thing: killer instinct. I'm like, I gotta win. he broke all of his rackets and never talked to me.
Oh, nah. You beat him so bad you ruined your
and
shot.
I was like, crying, bro. Afterwards, I was like, I'm so sorry. And afterwards, I remember, like, I won the tournament. And I was like, do you think he likes me? And fast forward years later, my dad said he heard, like, because tennis is a small, you know, everyone plays, everyone knows everyone. He saw this boy go in front of my match, talk to his friend and go, oh yeah, that's this girl. Like, she's the only girl who ever beat me or something. And my dad was like so proud. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't have a boyfriend until I was 18, dad. Because of you.
Because of you.
But anyway.
Because I wanted to make you love me.
I just remember being like, he hates me. The boy hates me.
What other sports did you play? Because you were good at all of them.
I liked
softball. You said you played softball.
I played basketball. I played tennis. I played golf. Which
you were a golfer too?
I'm really a retired old man deep down. I love golf. And yeah, I played a lot back in the day. I think it was fun. It was a fun sport, but a little boring compared to like the other sports where I could run around. But yeah, my dad trained me to just be like really good in retirement one day.
I used to pitch, and I was decent. I was better than most. I was always on the all-star teams and all that stuff. But I remember friends that get older, like, man, you sucked at pitching. I'm like, no. You sucked at fielding. Like, true. They want you to throw a no-hitter. I'm like, no, they're supposed to hit a ground ball right at you, and you're supposed to field it cleanly
sabotaging
and throw it to
your
first
records,
base.
Yeah. These dumb kids
it's
who are spacing out.
It's not supposed to go over your head in the outfield for a triple when it should be an out in your glove.
Stop
like,
smelling the dandelions and play some
fucking
defense.
They think you're supposed to throw Nolan Ryan no-hitters out there. I'm like, no, catch the fucking ball.
That is so funny.
The worst
funny.
Kid was always right field. That's where we always put the worst kid.
But it's funny. I think the parents are the funniest part of sports, because you see how, like, you know, they're getting divorced, their life's not going well. This win,
they're getting divorced.
This win is everything for them. They're like, my kid is a fucking hit. Like, they're so intense. They're fighting with the parents. Meanwhile, the kid's picking his nose, like, could give less of a shit.
Are you seeing, because tennis is, I feel like it's a money sport. So, are you seeing a lot of fucking parent meltdowns when you're
parents
a kid?
Parents are keying cars. Like, it's crazy.
What? Can you tell me some of that shit? Keying cars.
Parents are fighting because it's one out. It's like, it literally feels like West Side Story. It's like my family versus your family. And it's just like the two dads watching. It's crazy tension. And then like if someone cheats or that kind of stuff, it gets ugly. And then these are just two kids with their brain not fully formed, like trying to hit a ball. And these parents are like World War III. It's craziness.
Oh, tell me about some high school jobs.
Oh, yeah. So in high school, I was like, I'm just going to get a job. And
what made you want to do that? Did you just want money and freedom?
So I actually had come back from a tennis academy and I was feeling a little lost.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm just going to take a job, make some money and kind of get out of my own head. Honestly, it's good to work. Get away from your own thoughts. I don't want to sit there with the reality of our existence. So anyway, there's this Korean restaurant on the corner, Korean barbecue. And yeah, right. So I didn't know about Korean barbecue. This place slapped. This place was so good. And it was just me and a notepad. I never did it before. And I'm getting people in. It's in Brooklyn. And a New York Times article comes out basically saying like this Korean barbecue place in Brooklyn is really good. The next day, the place would get slammed, like people coming from Manhattan being like, oh, I want my table, and like being like, hey, here's $50, can you get me four people in that two top back there? So I start running like this insane like drug ring where like people are getting so mad at me because they want theirs, and it's just I'm a 16-year-old girl who's confused. I didn't even have technology, but it was like such a fun rush of like you have this power of being able to like get as many people sat in a night. And getting paid nothing but like the adrenaline, but also the fear of like people just looking at you like.
Sitting there forever. Staring
just
at
being
you.
Like, is it time? So I have a lot of empathy for hostesses, but I also will be judgy at hostesses when they're like, that was a hard thing to say.
I know. I love how you slowed down. I struggle with gasps. Putting an S on the end of gas.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
Someone did that to fuck with people.
Did I hear gasps?
Gasps.
Why are we going to say that? It's hard for me to say. I can't go SBS.
Okay, now you fuck me up. Now I'll never hear it the same
way. It's hard for me to say gas.
So what was I going to say? I was gasping.
You were talking about hostesses and having...
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll judge them, though, because you know when you're just like, how long? And they'll be like 30 minutes. When like, if they're exact, they'll be able to move more people. If they're like, hey, it's actually 20 minutes in this. But if they're lazy, they'll be like, it's a long time because they don't want to, you know, mm-hmm. do the job correctly. So I'm pretty, you know, I'll get snotty with it. Or I'll be like, she can figure it out more.
Did you have any other high school jobs growing up?
I taught tennis.
You taught tennis? I taught tennis to little kids?
Little spoiled brats.
How was that?
It was so funny because they would, dealing with kids who have like weapons and balls, they'd be like, they'd turn on me sometimes. I'm getting hit by balls. They're throwing stuff. They don't listen to anything. And then the parents come to pick them up and you're like, Jimmy was so good today. It couldn't have been easier. It was so much fun. And then you're like, you little fucking devil, get out of here. Get out of here, you son of a bitch.
Are you dealing with creepy dads and shit?
It's funny. A lot of the dads would just be like obsessed if they found out I play tennis and they're like, oh, I want to play. Let's hit. I was a tennis prostitute for a while.
What do you mean?
So I had a sugar grandpa.
What do you mean? So is this a thing in the tennis world or are you just saying this shit?
It was my thing.
Okay.
After college, one of my grandpa's older friends loves tennis and these rich guys, they pay pros to come to their tennis court to teach. So you're kind of like an on-call.
No, no shit.
Tennis slut.
Okay.
So
that's tennis slut. That's good.
I would get a, you know, I don't know how this man even texted. He was like 82 and he would pay me to give him lessons and like,
and he would play.
He could only last for like 20 minutes, yeah. But like we'd sit, he'd like ask about how to use his phone and
you're there to help play tennis.
No, he would be like, how do I call my grandchild? And but he was never creepy. It was very nice.
It's
but
so funny. You said he lasted like 20 minutes. It does sound like a tennis slot. It totally is.
He did this thing where he would pay me not by the hour, but to play like two sets with his friends. So there'd be three guys and they want to play with like someone good. So whoever I'd
are
play
they the
with,
same age?
They're all old.
Are you just crushing senior citizens over there?
100%. Because the guy who I'd be playing with would be like, let's fucking beat this. I fucking hate this guy. So he's putting pressure on me to win. I'm feeling bad, but I'm getting paid by the set, not the hour. So I'd go in, they'd each pay me money, and I'd win 6-1 and get out of there. And it was like a really fucking good gig. That's how I met Chelsea Handler.
Oh, yeah?
Because Chelsea Handler one time showed up to be in one of these doubles games because she was dating some guy in the Hamptons. And I was like, that's Chelsea fucking Handler. And I actually asked her, I was like, do you have any advice to like be successful one day? And she looked at me and she goes,
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I got lucky.
Hilarious. That's a perfect
but
Chelsea.
I played with her and she was like, let's fucking beat these guys. I'm not fucking around. I was like, Chelsea, I fucking love you. So it was one of those things. And so, you'd I would get paid by old men to like, beat their asses.
I didn't even know that.
It was kind of dominatrixy.
Yeah.
To think about it now.
They just want you to come over and punish them on their court.
Yeah, and it was never creepy. They like really were like, they wanted someone who was really good to be there. And I was, you know.
Were they old like pros or good themselves back in the day and just want to see where they still stood?
It was like a mix, but it's a lot of these guys, they just love tennis. They love it so much. And they want someone who kind of can like make the game a little elevated. But it was also depressing for me because in my head, I'm like, I'm a failed professional. And now I'm playing tennis with 83-year-olds, but at least I'm making money.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
What about concerts? Did you ever go to concerts? What was your first
concert? I hate concerts. I'm not going to pretend. I hate concerts. They give me anxiety.
Never been to one.
I don't want to stand that long.
Yeah, standings. I can't. I'm
also, like, let's be honest. You know, 3 of the, like, 18 songs. And you know when a song starts and you're like, okay, I'm not into this. And you're like, also, I don't do drugs. So like, I feel like that's why. Not that I don't do drugs. I can't handle drugs. Like melatonin is like the craziest drug. I'll do it. That shit's my ayahuasca. I'll be out for 36 hours.
Melatonin's my
call
ayahuasca.
The police. Yeah, I mean, I grew up like I loved NSYNC and I loved like Ja Rule.
Did you,
Nelly,
Kirsten gets it. When you shared the room with your brother, did you have like your posters on your side and he had his on his side?
Yeah, we did. It was a lot of, like my mom would put up like a drawing we made and it's like the worst shit you've ever seen. It's like framed and it looks like some like gang sign or something. I'm like, that's a house. That's my house and my family. And it's like a slur in like Japanese. You don't even know that you wrote it. And like, that's my daughter made it. Oh god. But actually, we didn't even decorate that much. My brother liked video games. He was really into like Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Like I remember walking in the room and he'd be like, I'm in a fucking battle right now. Like, and he'd be like yelling at adults and stuff. Yeah, fighting with adults. He's like, yeah, Jim, he's fighting with his wife right now, but I'm telling him to focus on the fucking whatever they were shooting each other up. It was crazy.
Jim's fighting with his wife while he's at war.
He's like, tell her stop being such a bitch. My brother was trying to solve marriages. He was like 13 years old. He was like, yeah, I'm playing with a war veteran.
What actual
he had crazy actual war veteran. Just like, it was crazy. Fucking he's like, Jim, yeah, this guy's been through a lot. I'm like, yeah. He has no legs. Yeah. No, my brother had the headset and everything. Mm-hmm. But my brother was weird because he was such a nerd, like loved video games, but like just had a six pack. He was just genetically had a six pack and was athletic. So like girls would like him, but all he wanted to do was play Call of Duty. And I was like, this is like,
that's a typical boy though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I was like, you can't tell that girl likes you. And he's like, what?
He's like,
I
got Jim in the bush tonight, Jim, man. We got to get, no, I gotta get his ass out.
Literally. 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 I remember I'd go to like, in school. My brother, like, he was, like, handsome, and we went to the same school.
Well, also, I guess if you're a senior, he's probably a sophomore, right, yeah. At one point?
Yeah, I remember.
Any of your friends date your brother?
I went in the locker room. It was, like, you knew some of the younger girls. I remember there were, like, 3 girls crying at one point. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, your brother. I'm like, what did he do? And it's like, he was always, you know, he was not a fuck boy, but, like, girls liked him. But I did think it helped me with like my relationship in the future when the fact that like my best friend, my brother, I saw what guys are actually like who like are the ones that girls put on pedestals. I'm like, he's an idiot. Oh yeah, that's me. That's me and my brother. I love how they're like, take a picture. And I took a like, super soaker and I'm like, let me shoot him between the eye. So now it looks like I was the violent one. I did have amazing calves as a kid.
Yeah,
I was very athletic with those calves. My dad was like, she's going to get a good vert. She's going to have a good vert. My mom wanted me to be cute. She put a scrunchie in my hair and I'm like, I'm going to shoot up my brother.
What would you get into? He's into video games. What are you doing?
I was trying to get my dad's approval. No, my dad would be like, let's go fucking train. And my brother would be like, fuck you. And I'd be like, how high do you want me to jump? But it's funny. I did wear, my mom wanted me to like wear cute hats and matching sets. And I hated like outfits. I was very like, I just wanted to wear clothes that I could run around. Oh, those are my favorite sandals. Those are my favorite sandals. I wear them with every outfit.
You're not happy in that other picture.
No, I was trying to model like my grandma. Actually, I have a very beautiful grandma. She's 83 and she has an Instagram. It's called Nana Still Got It. Oh, there she, so that's her on the right.
How old is she there?
She's, I don't know what she is, but she, you have to go to her Instagram, Nana Still Got It. I think I tagged her in that. She's a very, she's pretty big online.
Is she?
Yeah, she has 23,000 followers.
Oh my God, Grandma.
And she, oh, that's us. She's posting stuff. She, they don't make them like her anymore. She only, oh, this is her yesterday. She has my, her dad, her husband take photos of her every day. Just to show how beautiful she still is. Never had plastic surgery.
Good for her.
Just a, she's the one with the good eggplant parmesan. Look how
she's the one. Look at the.
She's gorgeous. She's the one with eggplant parmesan.
The legs out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she wrote legs, legs, and more legs. She's basically an Instagram
Here's
model.
Here's the thing. I really believe. I believe women like your grandma. Uh-huh. If
you got it,
because men do it too with Botox and shit. But if we just let Mother Nate look at her. That's her husband taking those.
She posted that this month.
Damn, Grandma. She looks great. You know how old is she?
She's 83. In those photos, she's younger. But you know those Instagram models who would post something kind of slutty and then have like an inspirational quote?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I say that's what she's like. She'll post the hottest photo just being like, life is good. Believe in yourself.
Live, love, chocolate.
Live, love, chocolate. Like, Nana, we could see your labia. Okay, that's me and my brother.
I feel like if we just let Mother Nature do what it wants to our bodies and our faces, mm-hmm. on the other side,
mm-hmm.
you'll look better. It's the in-between that yeah. everyone's so worried about. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know that if your grandma had a bunch of plastic surgery and stuff, if she'd look as good as she looked.
I agree 100% because she's afraid of needles. Otherwise, she would have done
she'd
it
have
all.
Done it.
She would have done it, but she's a, she doesn't have her ears pierced.
Hannah Burner, this was a really fun episode. Thank you
so
much.
So much fun. Thank you so much for having me and thinking about the way back.
Yeah, right there. Promote your special, your podcast.
We Ride at stuff. Dawn. Go watch it. Burner Phone, Giggly Squad, if you want more jokes.
Thank you, Hannah Burner.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Cheers.
Cheers. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nope.